Jan Philipp Zenker has spent most of his working life as a journalist for a German magazine, but he never lost the desire he's held since childhood to write a novel. And in more ways than one, his work as a reporter helped lead him to his goal. Zenker's novel, The Art of Hearing Heartbeats, is inspired by the landscape and culture he discovered while reporting from Burma. The book tells the story of Julia, a New Yorker whose Burmese father suddenly disappears. She travels to Burma to find more about his mysterious past. Julia's story explores the significant role of fatalism and destiny in Burmese culture.
So in Burma, I went to an astrologist and asked him about my fortune and that I'm a journalist. I would like to be a full-time novelist now, and I'm writing a book here set in Burma, and I asked him if this would be a success. And he made his calculations, and then he said, yes, don't worry, this will be a big success.
The book was published in German about 12 years ago, and it did well. But there was another part of Zenker's dream that still hadn't been realized.
I went to the foreign rights editor at Random House in Germany and told her, you know, I would like my book to come out in America. And she just smiled at me and said, yes, Mr. Zenker, many authors would like that.
So Zenker took matters into his own hands. He bought himself a ticket to New York and carried a suitcase of 20 German hardcovers. He visited all the major publishing houses, giving everyone this pitch.
I have this wonderful love story between a blind boy and a crippled girl set in Burma.
Which admittedly is not the easiest story to sell. Zenker didn't hear from anyone, so he ended up paying out of his own pocket for someone to translate the book into English. He came across Kevin Wiliardi and sent him an excerpt.
I remember when he sent me a sample translation of 30 pages, and then I read it, and I really looked up the original because I could not believe that I can write that well, you know, because it was done in well, so nicely by him, so he did a fantastic job.
Will Yardy, who works in educational technology at Smith College, had never translated anything professionally before. He says he enjoyed the artistry of it, focusing first on the overall tone of the story and then on as direct a translation as possible. Will Yardy said his goal was to essentially remain invisible.
You know, a translation that is awkward because it's too close to the original is not good. And on the other hand, a translation that would distort the picture wouldn't be good either.
The Art of Hearing Heartbeats is now available in more than 30 languages. The sequel, A Well-Tempered Heart, has just been released. For WCQS, I'm Greta Johnson.